Wicca, wicca.
Betty on that.
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
It's the new way to get you going in the morning.
Smile 90.4 FM.
You've got to think about this for a second. Mm. And I want you to just join me here in thinking about this. If you were going to do, say, an Elvis show or whatever, you, Elvis had one signature move. He just moved his hips a bit. Yeah. That's it, right? If you're going to do, with all due respect to any other artist on earth, nobody moved, nobody performed, nobody commandeered a stage like Michael Jackson did, right? True. So when it comes to being and portraying and being the character that is Michael Jackson, do you have any idea the kind of performance routine you would have to go through to get yourself prepared to play the King of Pop?
Yep. Sure.
That's all I just want to put in your mind. I'm going to put that in your mind because I want to tell you the King of Pop is returning through the electrifying talent of Garth Field in the Michael Jackson History Show. The internationally acclaimed tribute to the legendary Michael Jackson is set to tour Cape Town, Johannesburg, Durban, marking the 2024 grand finale of an already successful run in New Zealand, Australia, and Canada. The Cape Town show is on the 30th of November at Grand West. Tickets are on itickets.co.za. And ladies and gents, MJ is here. Can I get a
he does, probably
Hello.
Does it better.
Good morning.
It is so good to see you. Congratulations on the success of the show, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Cape Town, in literally 3 days' time.
Yes.
I don't think the city's really prepared for what you're going to bring on the 30th.
Look, I've been waiting for this moment for so long.
Yeah.
I've had one show in Cape Town before in COVID, but it was crazy, you know. And having it right now, I'm in awe.
Yeah.
I'm shocked that I could come home after traveling for over 8 years. You know,
8 years.
Yeah, this is way before Showtime Australia, and I've been part of a Michael Jackson production for so long. I've just been the backup singer, I've been the dancer, I've been the choreographer of a totally different show, and for Showtime Australia to come on my, you know, on my email and just ask me, listen,
we need you to
prove to us if you can do this, you know. And I thank God every day for my talent, you know.
Yeah.
And now it's Cape Town's turn.
I'm so excited.
Isn't that like, to your point, it's so surreal because it's almost like full circle, you know. Mm. You go out with an intention to go make a cover career for yourself and you work your backside off, right? People at home that don't follow your career and don't see how you've done internationally don't really get to see the journey and be a part of it. But now when it comes full circle and it comes back, you're like, I'm back home, baby. Let me show the world and show my world that I because I've shown the world, I've shown everybody else around the world, but I'm bringing the show back home. That's like a goosebumps moment.
Yeah, I have goosebumps right now even talking about this. It's crazy to be able to, you know, room the city, get ready for the show, you know, organize, getting planned the rehearsals and everything, and in 3 days' time.
Are you originally from Cape Town?
I'm originally from Elsie's River, Cape Town.
Yes! You still have family in Elsie's River?
I do. They're listening right now.
Hey! To the Field family, to mom, dad, to everybody. Mm-hmm. Oh, there's so much pride. And you can just sense it. You know, mom and dad, the family must be so incredibly proud of you. And we are as well as a city that you've gone on to portray not only Michael Jackson, because it's not only about Michael Jackson, right? We talk and I spoke about the choreography around a show like this. You don't have time to be sick, to have an injury, to have any. You literally and Showtime put on. I mean, this is one of the biggest shows on earth. These are people responsible for bringing some of the world's biggest shows to our country and the rest of the world. Interesting enough, do you get a bit of a break now after? I mean, you tour the South Africa, right?
Yeah.
What then happens? Where do you go to next? What is the rest of the year? Do you have a bit of a break, or does the show continue?
Yeah, normally when we go on tour, we normally do like two and a half months, and then we came home, we had a debrief, you know, getting ready, getting back into the action of things, and now we finished the tour at the end of December, which is the 27th till the 29th. That will be in Suncoast, Durban. And then we have a little break for just like the first 2-3 weeks, and then we head off to America. We've got a couple of shows heading over there.
Believe it.
So yeah, so 3-4 weeks of just preparation again.
How hard is that over festive? Because we know Cape Town over festive, and it's food, family, care, and you don't have time. You middle of January, you back on tour.
Yeah, I think I love performing so much, and my family knows me always wanting to just pack up and just travel and just perform, you know. I mean, we artists, you know, it's never easy to find work in Cape Town, especially. You know, there's a lot of industries within our industry that has people that they want to work with all the time. So coming back home and having Showtime Australia showcase this for us, you know, like giving us the opportunity to come home and perform for our people, it's incredible. So preparations for that is more, I get more excited for work than getting excited for festive. I mean, we're getting older, you know. We're getting older. It's not like we used to get presents when we were young. But right now, this moment, it's beautiful. I love it. It's so beautiful. Listen. I love every moment of it.
Yo.
That is
surreal.
I love to tour.
Oh, stop it.
I love every moment of it. And I'd like to thank Showtime and even Nadine that's sitting out there for, you know, taking out the time to bring me out here for us to tell Cape Town that it's going to be a fantastic tour. So please get your tickets, guys, at iticketsa.com, man.
Oh, man.
Come watch the show. It's beautiful.
Yes, we love you, Garfield.
I love you more.
Follow us on Instagram at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.